Welcome, great friends, to April 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 420, brah! Look at that. Happy birthday to me. I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo, and as much as I love talking about myself, I love talking about America. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So that's what you're going to be hearing for the next 5 minutes or so. But we shall begin, as we normally do, with the Pledge of Allegiance. So, let's all stand up, face the flag if you have one, right hand over your hearts, and let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's good stuff. Now, getting started with today's show, did I mention it was my birthday? By the way, I like Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, thanks. But aside from that, McKinley will get authorization from Congress for War on Spain, Edgar Allan Poe publishes his first book, The Columbine Shooting, and All Shook Up goes number one. And with that, let's get started. April 20th. 420, brah! 1970. Happy birthday, me. It's my birthday. And on that, 1898 now, President William McKinley had asked Congress for war against Spain on April 11th. And on the 20th, Wobbly Willie got it. Cuban revolutionaries were trying to overthrow the Spanish government in their country for a few years, and forming an alliance with the Cubans, as it was generally believed, would help the United States economically. It would also be a great chance to get rid of European colonization of the Western Hemisphere once and for all. Not to mention, the Americans were disgusted by the brutality that was being inflicted on the Cubans by the Spanish. For instance, 100,000 Cuban prisoners died in horrible conditions in Spanish concentration camps between 1895 and 1898. Randolph Hearst, who owned America's largest newspaper chain, called out President McKinley for being weak on the Spanish position. On February 17, 1898, U.S. battleship USS Maine, which was moored in the Havana Harbor, was sunk, and 252 Americans died. The Ohio Napoleon McKinley felt he had no choice, and America was to be at war with Spain. It lasted 4 months. Future President Teddy Roosevelt and his band of Rough Riders quickly captured Santiago and Puerto Rico, and Commodore George Dewey's Asiatic Squadron defeated the Spanish in the Philippines, and on July 26th, a ceasefire was formed. The U.S. and Spanish government signed the Treaty of Paris in December, and aside from guaranteeing the independence of Cuba, the treaty also forced Spain to cede Guam and Puerto Rico to the U.S. and to sell the Philippines to the U.S. for $20 million. This also, by the way, helped America to acquire Hawaii, but that wasn't until a little bit later on. Different story. 1841 now. Edgar Allan Poe published The Murders in the Rue Morgue in Graham's Ladies and Gentlemen magazine on April 20th. This is credited as being the world's first detective story. It's about Auguste Dupin, a man in Paris who solves a mystery of the brutal murder of two women. Poe was born in Boston in 1809. His father left when he was young, and his mom died a year later, leaving him orphaned. He was unofficially adopted by John and Frances Allen of Richmond, Virginia. Poe later dropped out of the University of Virginia due to lack of funds and started writing. And since he wrote for a living, as you can imagine, he didn't have much money and had to move around from Philadelphia to Baltimore to New York City and back and forth. He married his 13-year-old cousin in 1835 because, you know, that's not weird or anything. He wrote great classics like The Pit and the Pendulum, The Telltale Heart, and many others. He sadly died at the age of 40 due to either brain congestion, alcohol poisoning, cholera, drugs, heart disease, rabies, suicide, tuberculosis, or something else. We're not sure. Okay, moving up to 1999. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and their loved ones who perished in the Columbia school shooting. Moment of silence. Thank you. Finally, 1957, on April 20th, Elvis Presley's All Shook Up goes to the top of the charts.
And that's all, my friends, for April 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Check out my website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, and let me know what you think on the comment board about today's show. How would you have handled the Spanish if you were President McKinley? Literary fans, what was your favorite Poe book? I'll give you a hint what mine was. The thump, the thump, the thump. Elvis fans, what was your favorite song? I don't know if I necessarily have a favorite Elvis song. They're all okay. I'm not a huge Elvis guy. But I did think his rendition of Blue Christmas was pretty cool. So yeah, let me know what you think. Check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. And on tomorrow's program, we will remember the Alamo, plus the X-15, Civil War news about Colonel Strait, and Kenny Loggins will end Michael Jackson's reign of terror. Oh, and don't forget, it is my birthday. Did I mention that I love Sierra Nevada Pale Ale? Hint, hint. So until tomorrow, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll see you then.